German Chancellor Angela Merkel has warned against supplying weapons to Tekfiri insurgents in Syria. Merkel called on Britain, France, and the United States to consider the consequences of arming the militants. She said the risks of doing this will be incalculable. Pew Research poll has found little public support in the U.S. for a recent decision by the Obama administration to provide arms to Tekfiri insurgents in Syria. The survey showed that 70% of U.S. adults oppose sending arms and military supplies to the insurgents in the country. A bomb has exploded in a Christian district of the Syrian capital, Damascus, killing four people. Over a dozen more were injured in the bombing. Bomb attacks in Syrian cities have been on the rise countrywide as the Syrian army is making gains against the militants. In Saudi Arabia, tens of thousands of demonstrators participate in the funeral processions of two activists killed by regime forces in the rest of the eastern province. The mass funerals took place in Awamiya and in Latif in the kingdom's east. The mourners denounced the regime for its deadly crackdown on voices of dissent. Rights activists say torture is more and more practiced in Bahrain's prisons. This amid international inaction towards atrocities against the Bahraini people at the hands of the ruling Al-Khalifa regime. Several torture victims at a meeting in London have also complained that the regime is not being held to account. Public transport in Portugal comes to a standstill as two trade union confederations stage a 24-hour strike against austerity measures. Train, metro, and ferry services stopped in the capital, Lisbon, and many bus routes were suspended. Portugal has implemented budget cuts and tax rises to satisfy its international creditors. European satellite provider Intelsat has decided to remove Iranian channels, including Press TV, off the air from July 1st. Intelsat has admitted that it's pulling the plug on Iranian channels under pressure from the U.S. The U.S. Treasury Department is said to be behind the pressure on Intelsat. The health of former South African President Nelson Mandela has worsened. He is now on life support. Mandela's daughter says that her father is, quote, in a very critical condition and anything is imminent. People in the capital, Pretoria, are holding a vigil offering prayers for Mandela.